It is April the 30th, 2012. I am Steve Gerwick, the webmaster of www.gerweck.net, gerwick.net, your source on the World Wide Web for all your pro wrestling and MMA news. And today we're going to stick with pro wrestling because it's time for an interview. And I welcome tonight a very outstanding young wrestler in the wrestling business, a second-generation wrestler. You may have spotted her on Facebook and had a lot of great pictures of her out there. And she's recently was our Diva of the Day. Tonight, I give you Santana Garrett. How you doing tonight, Santana?
Oh, not bad. No major complaints. Thank you for having me.
Our pleasure, and look forward to getting to know more about you, because obviously we've been watching your career in the early stages as it is. You can see some of your matches on YouTube. You've been in the ring with just recently with Christy Von Erie and Jesse Neal, so you're getting a chance to...
She would get on you so bad for messing up her name. She hates being called Christy. It's Christina Von Erie, she would say.
Oh, I'm sorry. She probably, she probably would smack me for that, wouldn't she?
I think it's hilarious.
Who we just saw in TNA is Toxin.
Yeah.
Most recently. And then, of course, Jesse Neal we saw in TNA. So you're kind of branching out, getting a chance to wrestle some of the bigger names out there. How was it to work with those two?
Oh, man. I mean, Jesse's great. Christina, I mean, we've been feuding for months now. She, in my opinion, is one of the best female workers in the U.S. The only thing is she has such a poor attitude, and that holds her back in so many of her matches. I mean, we've worked many times, and fortunately, I've come up, on top majority of those times. And usually it's because her attitude gets in the way. She's either fighting with the ref or her and Jesse are arguing. But, yeah, I mean, she's great. Jesse's great. Good people. But, again, she's just got a really bad attitude.
Got to straighten her out there.
Yeah, of course.
Talk about your background. Your father is a former wrestler and promoter, and talk about your upbringing and how you got interested into becoming a professional wrestler.
Yeah, so actually I'm a second-generation wrestler. My father, his wrestling name is TNT Kenny G, also known as Kenny Garrett. He wrestled about 15 years ago. He wrestled here in Central Florida, and then he ran a promotion, High Voltage Wrestling, here in Central Florida. And then he moved out to St. Louis, Missouri, and he now runs out there, High Voltage Wrestling Midwest. And, yeah, he's got a great promotion. I go up there every, 6 months, 3 to 6 months, and work for his company and some of the other ones out there. But, yeah, being a second-generation wrestler is it's not too bad. I mean, I grew up in the business, and I feel like that's definitely been an advantage for me, helped me being around it, just knowing, what to expect, and it hasn't been too bad.
Talk about the training you get at Team Vision Dojo, and obviously we see your name pop up in the I Believe Wrestling shows, and how's that going for you?
Oh, yeah, that is going great. It's an amazing school. It's the Team Vision Dojo. You can find it on ibelieveinwrestling.com. It's a school based out of Orlando, Florida. Head trainer is Chasen Rance, who is amazing in the ring, great trainer. And then also we have Scott Hall and Larry Zbysko. And actually their kids are training there. Both of their boys are training. Tim Zbysko, Larry's kid, has been training about 7 months. He had his third match this past weekend, and he did an amazing job. Came up short, but still did a really good job. He's come a long way. And then also Scott Hall, his son Cody, has been training, off and on for about 6 months, and he has a ton of potential. He's freaking huge, and he's got a ton of charisma. So the school's great. There's so many great students, ton of potential there, and, it's definitely a great school. And actually, we run student shows about once a month, first Saturday of every month at the school, and the next one is actually this Saturday, May 5th, which is going to be an awesome show. I'll be wrestling Rain, who is an amazing competitor. She's been everywhere, and she's done a lot in this business. So definitely looking forward to that match.
Yeah, Rain, of course, they may remember as Peyton in Peyton Banks in TNA,
yeah.
Former TNA Knockout. So, and I want to get back a little bit to Scott Hall because I know you've worked with Scott Hall. I've seen him, escort you to the ring, and he's been kind of a mentor to your. Talk about kind of learning from Scott Hall.
Scott is amazing. Like he's like a father figure to me. He is loaded with knowledge. And it's just little things that nobody else really ever talks about. He is amazing when it comes to psychology and doing little things that make the match. So it's been great training with him, having him as my mentor, and it's been a good ride. Right now he's not doing as good as he could be, but I don't know. Everybody has their days, and hopefully he'll get back on track, and we all hope for the best for him.
Yeah, I mean, what do you, when you hear a story of, him having a setback or having some sort of financial troubles or trouble with the law, what kind of goes through your mind? Because obviously you know him a lot better than a lot of us know him, and what kind of goes through your mind when you're hearing about the problems that he's having as a mentor aspect?
I'm not going to say half, but some of the things you hear are not true or, not the full truth. But I'm obviously, I feel for him. I feel for his family. I feel for his son, especially training with Cody. It's, we've gotten really close. All the students are real close. We're like family. And, I definitely feel for everyone that, has to deal with that, and especially his own family.
Sure. And how is the living legend doing, Larry Zbyszko?
Larry is great. He's one of a kind. You know that? He's awesome. He's always in good spirits, and he's just a pleasure to be around. And he's great. He's doing great. His son's doing great. Everything's good for Larry.
And there is a picture of you in the dojo with Scott Hall. Larry Zbyszko is his. The children, and then of course the other students in the current class, and you're the only girl I see in this particular picture. So what happens to some of the girls that come into the training school?
Okay, well, yeah, right now I'm currently the only female wrestler at the school training. There have been girls who come down, but they usually last the day. It's not easy. You take a few bumps, and you're definitely going to be hurting, especially if you don't have a background in some kind of sport. So girls really don't typically last more than a day or two.
I also want to ask you about your name, Santana. I guess that's not a very common name either for a boy or a girl. I just wondered how did your parents come up with that name?
Well, it was my dad's decision. Everybody asks me if my parents were on drugs or if my parents were hippies. but I was named after the band. And when I was younger, I wasn't that fond of my name, but now I love it. I couldn't ask for a better name. It's so unique. I've never met somebody with the same name as me, and it's pretty darn cool.
When I hear Santana now, I'll know it's you because there's no other Santanas around. So
yeah,
very unique from that perspective,
Uh-huh. And people, I use that as my wrestling name, too. I just use my real name. And whenever I introduce myself to other wrestlers, they think I'm, like being rude because I'm giving them my stage name. And it's like, no, that's my real name.
That's your shoot name. Now, I've got to say this. You're very attractive. I just wondered if... Are you doing anything outside of wrestling in terms of modeling, or you have so many great pictures out there for you on your Facebook page?
Yeah, I mean, I do an occasional photo shoot. It's not really my thing, but I'm open to doing, exploring other options. But yeah, I mean, I love wrestling. That's my passion. But the modeling stuff, it's okay too, because the end result is having great pictures is always exciting, but definitely more of a wrestler than a model.
So you're based in Florida. Do you predominantly wrestle in Florida?
Yes. for the most part, I'm all over Florida. I'm going to the Bahamas next month.
Awesome.
Still need to request off work. But, yeah, I'm going to the Bahamas next month with NWA Ring Warriors. That's May 30th, which I'm really, really excited about. I finally get to put my passport to use, which is exciting. But other than that, I mean, I wrestle a little bit in the Midwest. And, you know, I'd like to take more out-of-state bookings, but being a girl and being in this world with so many dishonest and creepy people, it's kind of hard to take, you know, outside bookings because you don't know who to trust. If I'm not familiar with the company, I can't just go out there by myself.
Any idea who you're going to wrestle in the Bahamas?
In the Bahamas? I don't know. I heard it was going to be Christina Von Eri, and then it was going to be Angel Rose, but I wrestled both of them, and I've beaten both of them, so I don't know who they have for me.
Interesting. So obviously, I would think that they're bringing you down. They're going to have you wrestle a girl. Although, you know, looking at your school there, obviously, you've got a lot of experience wrestling men.
Yeah. Being the only girl there, I definitely, wrestle guys a lot, but I think that just betters me and prepares me more to wrestle girls, to have good matches, to be able to do, you know, a lot in the ring.
I think a lot of people that, you know, follow my website and listen to the podcast interviews we do are really, you know, more so Ring of Honor, TNA, WWE fans. So somebody that's never seen you wrestle before, how would you describe your ring style and who were the biggest influences on your ring style?
My ring style, I mean, I don't know that I have a particular style. I do a lot of, you know, high flying. I like to show my athleticism. As for who's inspired me or, you know, my style of wrestling, I think it's a combination of a lot of people. My main trainer is Chasen Rance, who is amazing. He's taught me pretty much everything. But I definitely put my own spin on things. And then I have Scott Hall, who helps me with the psychology side and, understand, you know, how everything works and why I need to do something, why I don't need to do something. And, I mean, there's obviously Larry and my dad. And then Dingo, who's wrestled for Ring of Honor. That was actually my first trainer. He's, he's taught me a little bit. And I don't know, it's a combination. You know, you pick little things up. Some of it sticks and some of it, you know, you let go, and yeah, a combination. A lot of people have helped get me where I am. But as for my style, I think I try to be me in the ring. I'm very outgoing, bubbly, and athletic, and I just try to have a good time. And I think that shows if you watch some of my matches. That's what I do.
Yeah, I definitely think those come through, and I think you even have a YouTube channel for some of your matches, right?
Yes, youtube.com/SantanaGarrett.
Awesome.
Then,
so check,
yeah, I've got, you know, I've
out.
Got the Twitter, I've got the Facebook, I've got all that.
You got it
know.
All going on.
I can't keep track. I just got a fancy new iPhone, which I'm so excited about. So I'm trying to get, you know, more up to date with updating my Twitter and all that stuff, because I know it helps, and it definitely helps to be able to check your email while you're out and about, especially for someone like me who's always on the run. So I'm going to get better about posting, you know, upcoming shows and just tweeting and all that good stuff, videos of my matches, all that stuff.
You're always, you know, posting some great pictures. So if people are not following you, they definitely should follow you. And I don't know if your friendship is already filled up for Facebook or not, but I definitely recommend people check you out on Facebook. And if they can't, definitely check you out on YouTube, because you've got a lot of great matches already posted there.
Well,
so.
Thank you. Yeah, I definitely have most of my matches are on YouTube. But then I have I do have a Facebook. I have two Facebook pages. One's my personal page, which is full. And then I have a fan page. I think that's facebook.com/SantanaGarrettFans.com. Not positive, but I think that's it. But yeah, I definitely like me on Facebook and follow me on Twitter.
Sure. Who is your all-time favorite wrestler?
My all-time favorite wrestler. Okay. Growing up, My favorite wrestler was Stone Cold Steve Austin. He is everything I'm not, so I'm not really sure why, but I just remember I had to have all of his T-shirts when I was in elementary and middle school, and he was just my favorite. He was mean and just everything I wasn't, and he was just entertaining, and he's great. I really enjoyed watching him.
Do you get a chance to watch the WWE and TNA shows at all?
Do I get a chance to what?
To watch the WWE or TNA shows?
I do. I DVR it. I mean, I'm always out and about, but I do watch them. Not all of them, but I catch some of them.
What's your opinion of the current products in WWE and TNA?
Well, I think there are definitely some good girls, good workers, solid workers in both companies. Definitely good-looking girls, but I feel like I should be at one of the companies. I feel like I am the total package. I am athletic. I can wrestle, and I'm not bad on the eyes. So I'm told.
I'll second that one. Well, let's ask this. Have you ever had any feelers? Have you had any contact with either WWE or TNA?
Well, actually, I worked for TNA back in when I first started training about 2.5 years ago. I didn't wrestle for them because I just got in the business. I was a valet for Orlando Jordan.
Okay.
I don't know if you remember he had the angle where he had a girlfriend and boyfriend.
Right. Actually, I do remember that.
I was his girlfriend.
There you go.
Yeah, but didn't last long.
You've already got some exposure.
We broke up, so. but, yeah, you know, there's been contact with a couple different companies recently, so we'll see. I think I have a couple things on my table, and I don't know. We'll see who contacts me and can finalize something with me first. I'm
well,
open to working with, you know, a couple of those companies.
if they offer you a developmental deal, you wouldn't be very far from Tampa then.
I know. I'm local. I don't know why they haven't yet.
Finally. I'm sure just a matter of time.
We shall see.
Now, if you had a preference, where would you – can you kind of envision yourself? You know, they've got the Knockouts. They have the Divas. Can you kind of envision yourself in one of the other companies and where you would kind of fit in better?
I would be extremely happy with either company. As for choosing one over the other, the girls at TNA, they get, you know, a lot of ring time, which is awesome. It's good for them. They should, you know. That's what obviously the fans want to see the girls wrestle. And then as for WWE, I mean, I just feel like it's – a whole nother level. I mean, either one, really. I would be happy with either one. You know, my goal is to make money doing what I love. So if I can do that at either company, that would be a dream come true.
Who would be a dream opponent for you, somebody you've never worked against?
That's a toughie, huh? I've never thought about that question before.
Getting like favorite women that you see and you're like, I'd like to have a good match with her, like a Tara or a Mickie James or somebody like, you know, that's been around for a while that could obviously give you some ring experience.
Yeah, let's see, Tara, she's definitely like she's an awesome girl, an awesome competitor, and just a great person in general, and she can definitely work it in the ring. So she'd definitely be up there as one of my opponents that I'd love to work. Also, Natalia, she's amazing. I know we could put on a good match. So, yeah, if I had to pick one from each company, those would be those two girls.
Who are some of the women you've worked with that maybe the listeners to this podcast might recognize, some of the former, you know, WWE Divas and TNA Knockouts that you may have come in contact with?
Let's see. I wrestled Jillian Hall. Right after, I was her first match when she got released, which is pretty darn cool.
Yeah.
Cookie from TNA, also known as Becky Bayless.
Becky Bayless, right?
let's see, who else? Rosie Lottolove. She was at TNA for a short time.
Right, yeah, I do remember
her.
Yeah.
She's a real big girl.
Yep.
Also, Isis the Amazon. Aloisa from, you know, she had a short run at WWE. Really
we actually interviewed
run.
Her. We had interview. We interviewed her last year, actually. So yeah, I remember.
Okay. Yeah. We actually wrestled on the Indies together a couple times when I first got in the business. Let's see who else did I wrestle? You know, I'll be wrestling Rain this upcoming weekend.
Right. I've seen you wrestle Leva Bates. We talked to her
some
before.
Some of the local girls, some
Shimmer.
Of the Florida girls. Leva Bates, obviously Christina Von Erie, not necessarily local, but you know she's from California. She lives in Florida now. Leva Bates, Jessica Hayes, is a girl named Jelena, you know, all the local girls I've wrestled and have beaten.
Which do you prefer, being a babyface or a heel?
Either way, I can do either one. I definitely feel being a babyface is more natural for me just because I get out there, I cheer, I communicate with the fans, and it's just really easy for me because I just get out there and be me. Fun, outgoing, bubbly, athletic, you know, I just do my thing. As a heel, it's a little bit harder for me, but I definitely get the job done. I just act like a sassy cheerleader, and either way, I get over either way, but if I had to pick one or the other, definitely babyface.
Now, are you a student of the game? Do you like to, watch a lot of wrestling matches and, look at different decades, look at different styles, different eras, and maybe even look back at your matches and kind of critique yourself and learn from watching wrestling?
Yes, definitely. I like to watch, I like to watch wrestling, watch other people's matches and stuff, but then when it comes to my own, I record majority of my matches. And I always, I have a rule, with me and, whether it be Chasen or Larry or Scott or all of us, I'll watch it first and I'll critique myself and point out the little things or, whatever I do wrong in a match or what I can improve on. And then I let them watch it with me and they point out everything, everything else, everything that I missed or that I might not know. I don't know if you've ever watched Scott's YouTube channel, The Last Call with Scott Hall.
Right, yes.
Yeah, he's actually critiqued a couple of my matches on there. So that was pretty cool. And fans like to see that. They like to see, what happens behind the scenes, when we're not in the ring. They like to see, personality. They like to see, what we do when we're at home, which, we definitely gave that to them in those episodes of Last Call with Scott Hall. So that's pretty cool. A lot of the fans, wish they could be on the couch with us critiquing the matches.
Maybe start your own reality show on YouTube.
Yeah, possibly.
Santana.
Between everyone, from the school and in the household, it would definitely make a good reality show. There's never a dull moment. And I am ridiculously silly. I do silly dances, and I say silly things, and I'm definitely entertaining.
Well, I wouldn't mind seeing it. So might be something for you to consider is just start your own show on YouTube.
I know. I just might have to.
Yeah, I think it'd be a good idea for you.
We shall
see. Obviously, keep us posted on that. Now, obviously, you're very early in your career. What do you consider your biggest strength thus far, and what do you think is your biggest weakness?
My biggest strength probably is the fact that I am a female wrestler and I can actually work. I know what I'm doing in the ring, and I can have a good match with just about anybody. And my biggest weakness would have to be my diet, which I'm in great shape, but I just it's a lot of hard work to maintain a good body, and I just love brownies. I love brownies, and I love macaroni and cheese and pizza, and I still can eat those things, but just not as much as I used to be able to, because I gotta look good in my wrestling gear,
Who cannot like a brownie?
I know. So I guess the answer would be food is my weakness.
Yeah. And while we're talking about your diet and exercise, what kind of training do you do, and how do you stay in great shape?
Well, you know, I train at least once a week at the wrestling school, which is a ridiculously good workout because, you know, we're doing rolls, we're warming up, we're taking bumps, we're running spots, and so that is 3 hours a week. That's amazing, nonstop go-go-go workout. And then, you know, I do some cardio at the gym, my elliptical, and I do weights and stuff, you know. But other than that, I mean, my diet, I pretty much just avoid red meat. I eat turkey, fish, and chicken for the most part. I definitely, you know, I have my cheat days, but, well, I have a lot of cheat days, but that's okay. A lot less than what I used to. But I try to eat healthy.
Well, if you work out real hard, then you can have a little more of the cheat days, right?
I know. That's what I do. I'm like, oh, five more minutes on the elliptical, then I can have my brownie.
What would be a common cheat day for you? What would you do? Or what would you eat on a cheat day?
I don't have full cheat days. I just have cheat moments. If I go out to a restaurant, you know, and I want the brownie sundae, you know, I'll get that. You know, I'm not too. I don't have that strict of a diet. I just, you know, I try to, you know, work out a little bit more if I do have a ridiculously bad meal. But you know, I still, my favorites still. I just in moderation.
Yeah, like I have like friends that'll say, today's my cheat day, so today I'm going to the China buffet and eat what I want. So,
yeah.
You know?
No, and you know what? I don't think that's necessary. I have no idea. I'm no one to give. I'm not the person to give advice on diet, exercise, that kind of stuff. But I just have my different moments in moderation. That's how I try to do it. Not, you know, all at once.
Have you suffered any major injuries?
No. Knock on wood, which there's no wood around, so.
I guess no, I'm right by
him. I haven't. I mean, I guess at the beginning of my wrestling career, when I first started training, I got my nose busted at wrestling practice, broke it. But other than that, I mean, I messed my knee up a little bit, but I never went to the doctor for that, which is bad. If you're hurt, go to the doctor. And then I sprained my ankle pretty bad about 6 months ago, which is still, you know, wear an ankle brace and baby my ankle when I'm training and stuff. But other than that, no broken bones and no other injuries.
Yeah, I got wood right here I'm knocking for you. So.
Okay, thank you. I know, I looked around and I can't find any. No.
What's been the biggest lesson you've learned so far in the years in wrestling?
The biggest lesson so far in wrestling?
Yeah, what's the biggest lesson you've learned so far?
Really, that if you put your mind to something and you stick with it, that anything is possible. And I don't know, it's amazing to see, you know, what hard work can get you. I've worked extremely hard for this, and, you know, everything else that I've worked for that I wanted in life, I've worked hard and I've gotten it. And this is just one more thing to, you know, eventually check off my list.
If you could meet anybody in wrestling, who would it be?
If I could meet anybody in wrestling, who would it be? That's a great question.
Thank you.
Not bad. Oh, these are definitely thinker questions.
Well, this is what an interview is all about, right? We put
you
on the spot. So
yeah,
we're picking
true.
Your brain a little bit tonight.
I know.
I was going to say, I was going to guess the first thing you'd probably say would be, one of your favorite wrestlers.
Stone Cold Steve Austin.
Yeah,
that'd be cool to meet him, but I'm sure there's somebody, there are other people that I'd like to meet. You know, when you ask me who are my favorite wrestlers, as for females, I've always looked up to Lita. I think she's great. And then also Trish Stratus. She is amazing in the ring, and she's still amazing. And, you know, that would probably be another one. I feel like she'd be a great mentor for me, and be able to show me the ropes and, you know, teach me a lot of things that come later on in the business that I probably don't know. So my answer would be, of course, Stone Cold Steve Austin and Trish Stratus.
Yeah, good picks there on both
But you
talents.
Know what? And Stacey Keibler, so I can hang out with George Clooney.
Well, now you could hang out with Tori Wilson, hang out with A-Rod, too. So,
yes. Add that to the list, too.
Okay, I'm making notes right now here. I wonder, obviously we've talked about, you know, you'd like to get into WWE or TNA, and obviously those are your wrestling goals. I wonder what your overall goals are. Let's say you get into WWE, TNA, and obviously you can't wrestle for,
ever,
you know, 30, 40 years.
Yeah.
So, you know, once you, if you are able to get into WWE or TNA or beyond that, what are some of your goals that you'd like to accomplish?
The first thing is, you know, I'd like to, you know, become a professional wrestler. I'd like to work for the top companies and be successful. And then eventually, I don't know what I want to do yet, but I know I have a purpose. I am a good person, and I know I put on this world to help other people. So I know I definitely, you know, when I'm able to, when I have the money to spare, I'd like to do some kind of charity or organization, whether it be, you know, a part of the anti-bullying campaign or helping families, young people who parents are drug addicts. And I don't know exactly what my purpose is yet, but I know I have one, and wrestling is the first step. You know, I want to do that. That will open more doors for me. I want to be a role model for young kids and other people who, you know, have dreams and, you know, just inspire them to follow their dreams too. So down the road, you know, I'd like to do probably a little bit of everything. I'd like to do the whole acting thing. You know, I'm a horrible actress, but you know, I'm training for that. I'll get better. But I'd like to do a little bit of that. I'd like to do a little bit of modeling. Definitely be very successful in wrestling and, you know, see what other doors open up for me. And in the end, I just want to be able to be a good role model for young people and be able to do good. Make the world a better place. That was such a beauty pageant answer, but it's true. It's true.
Well, maybe consider those kind of lofty goals, but I think those are realistic because obviously, you know, if you get into wrestling, that can springboard you into other fields such as modeling,
yeah,
acting. We've seen, you know, people getting into TV shows, reality shows, movies. So, yeah, you know, you got to at least have some kind of game plan and say, okay, maybe that might be a goal of mine somewhere down the road. And then you might meet people that could help you, you know, get you in that direction.
Right. I mean, and aside from that, I mean, I'm an educated girl. I aside from wrestling, I have a backup plan. I am a sleep technician. So I work in the medical field with patients who have sleep disorders, and I'm also a medical assistant. So I've got brains too. And, Brains and beauty. What can I say? Complete package. So if the wrestling doesn't work out, I definitely have a backup plan. I currently work at a sleep lab, and I do that only a couple times a week. I don't have to, but I like it. I love the doctor I work for and the people I work with, and it's a great career. So, you know, right now I'm just trying to balance both wrestling and work, which isn't too bad because I don't work that much. So,
and you have to have a job where you can get away from time to time, have weekends off, and be able to travel.
My boss is awesome. I mean, I work so little. I work like 2-3 days a week, and that's pretty much it. Sometimes not even that. And I have weekends off, and it's a great schedule. It really is. I couldn't ask for a better schedule. And you know, working in the medical field, it's so hard not to have like a 9-to-5, 40-hour week, which my doctor is amazing and allows me to do so. So, and she supports my wrestling. She's awesome.
That's awesome. I think that's, you almost have to be have a job where they support what you do because, you know, you're going to be having days off. And like you said, you have weekends to travel or
yeah,
to work shows. So that's great that they support what you do as well. So.
Oh, yeah. And all my patients, I mean, I see a ton of patients a day, and they all know that I'm a wrestler because my doctor will say, oh, she wrestles. She's this cute little Filipino woman, and she has no clue about wrestling, but she loves that I have something else going for me and that I love what I do, and she supports me, which is amazing. It's great. I've been with her for about 3 years now and couldn't ask for a better boss.
So be nice to me or I'll put you in a headlock.
That's right. You better give me those days off.
Well, heck, if you're in the sleep, you'll be a sleeper, right?
Right. Yeah. I get that a lot. I do. From the sleep lab to the sleeper hold. Yep.
What can you tell us about your tattoo?
About my tattoo. Well, which one?
The one on your...
Yeah, I know which one you're referring to. I'm just kidding.
Yeah.
So I have a little... I'll explain my other one first. I have a little heart on my foot, which looks super cute with high heels. And then I have a TNT on my hip. Actually, my father and I got matching tattoos when I was like 15. And my mom was so mad. But yeah, we got matching tattoos. And it's actually his wrestling logo, which is pretty darn cool. So the one on my hip is definitely, it means a lot. It has a story behind it. And it just reminds me of my dad, who's my favorite person in the whole wide world.
15, I can see why your mom would probably be upset over that.
Oh, yeah, she was mad.
Are there any tattoos coming in your future?
No, you know what? I'm not into that. I'm not. Like, looks cool on other people, but... I mean, I was really young when I got my tattoo, and not saying that I don't want it, but I definitely, no more tattoos for me. I mean, now I've grown to be such a wuss. I'm scared to ride roller coasters, and I'm scared to get my ears pierced for the second time. So, yeah, I'm going to say no more tattoos.
Now you're too young to be scared of roller coasters.
I know. I'm such a chicken now. I don't know what happened. I remember being, you know, 6 or however old, real young, where I couldn't ride them, and I'd like stand on my tippy toes just so I could get on them. And now I'm like, I don't have to go on this one. I'll watch our stuff. So I don't know what happened.
You take bumps in the ring, and you're scared of roller coasters.
I know. Don't tell anybody.
It's our secret.
Okay.
Don't tell us
cool.
How did you come up with your ring gear?
You know what? I am cheap. I didn't want to pay for ring gear. I didn't want to pay to have gear made because I feel like I could do a really good job. Like I'm so creative. I took art for 4 years, and I've always been just really creative and artistic girl. And I feel like, you know, the stuff I put together is just as good as any of the, you know, females, if not better than all the other girls' gear out there, especially on indies. My gear that I wear the most is my red and black, and that was my first gear, and that's actually a bathing suit from Target that I, like, cut up and sewed together and made it my own, and that's pretty much, like, all of my gear is, like, one shirt, one top that I wear is a pair of leggings that I cut the bottom side out of and hemmed it, and it looks amazing. It's sleeves, and it looks really great. And I don't know. I make all my gear. I'll have my mom make it. Pretty darn crafty.
Cool. Are you a fan at all of mixed martial arts?
I like to watch it. I don't have a history of doing it, but, I mean, I have to watch it.
Okay, you have, like, a favorite fighter?
No, I have no clue.
What advice would you give somebody that maybe is an aspiring wrestler that would like to get into wrestling?
Find a good school. Don't go to backyard wrestling, because that's where people get hurt. I mean, you can get hurt anywhere, obviously, but, you know, find a good school, find a good trainer, and, you know, be careful, especially in the beginning. There's a lot of mistakes to be made, and other people are trusting you pretty much with their lives. So be careful and find a good school.
And what are you like away from the ring?
Silly. In the ring, I'm pretty much, you know, personality-wise, especially, you know, when I'm a babyface, I'm the same girl. I'm very much myself. I interact with the fans, and I do that, you know, when I'm away from the ring, too, whether it's on Facebook or, you know, one of the other sites, my fan page, interact with fans. And I have a puppy. His name's Charlie. Hang out with the puppy a lot. And you know, family is very important to me. My little brothers are my best friends. Did I tell you I had 5 little brothers?
Yes.
Yes.
I don't think you told. I don't think you told our audience here, but yes. Talk about your family a little bit.
Yeah. So yeah, definitely, family is huge for me. My dad means the world to me. My mom, me and her, are real close. And I have 5 little brothers. I have 5 little brothers, a baby sister, and an older sister. So I come from a huge family, and my siblings are my best friends. So definitely spend a lot of time with the family. And there's never a dull moment. My brother yesterday calls me. He's like, I'm getting my ears pierced. He's going to have his friend do it with a potato. And I'm just like, no, don't do it. And I'm, you know, my brothers come to me for and tell me everything, which is cool that I have, you know, such a close relationship with them. Because, you know, there are some things you just can't tell mom and dad. And I'm glad they can turn to me for, you know, whatever it may be. But, yeah, my most recent exciting story is my 16-year-old brother is going to have somebody pierce his ears. And I'm like, no, let me do it. I'll buy the cartridges from Walmart. And other than that, I have a 5-year-old little brother who is the biggest wrestling fan ever. And he's my biggest fan. And he really is my best friend. He's so sweet. And he knows, for sure, he knows more wrestlers than I do. He has every wrestling action figure. And that's my dad's son and my dad's youngest son. And he always, you know, goes to all the wrestling shows. He's got his little hands in his pockets. And he's like, what's up? Shakes all the wrestlers' hands and, you know, makes his rounds around the room. And he's even got little trunks. And he has these breakaway pants that he'll wear until the 15 and 6-year-old brother come home from school. Then he'll pull them off and he'll have his wrestling gear on and then he'll drop kick them out of nowhere. It's great. He's got his own YouTube channel. I'm not sure what it is, but I'll have to incorporate some of his stuff because he is one of a kind for sure.
And something you might do away from the ring is dress up as a Hooters girl.
Oh, you know what? You know what? I was a Hooters girl for one Halloween. That was like 3 years ago or something. Okay, there's a picture on my Facebook that says, Hooters, Halloween 2000, whatever it was. And
2009.
Yeah, 2009. I get so many comments on that, like, oh, you work at Hooters. It's like, no, silly goose. It says Halloween. Obviously, this is a Halloween costume. But, yeah, I can't say that I've ever worked at Hooters. I've never waitressed. I'm a little clumsy, not going to lie. But I think I'd be really good at, you know, being a waitress because I'm very friendly and outgoing and as long as they didn't steal their food, you know?
Well, looking at you in the Hooters outfit, you get a lot of tips, that's for sure. So.
Well, thank you. Much appreciated. But I've always worked in the medical field, pretty much. I was a pharmacy technician for 2.5 years. And then I'm a sleep technician. I went to school for sleep technology. I did a program at Washington University, and I've been doing that for about 4 years. So.
Awesome.
I've always had a big girl job.
That's good.
Yeah.
Where do you see yourself in 5 years from now?
In 5 years from now, I see myself standing in the middle of the ring holding a women's title up. So which one? I have no clue. We'll see. I guess time will tell. But definitely I see myself at the top of one of the major companies there are. And yeah, hopefully I'll be able to stay up there for a while.
That sounds awesome. We hope that happens. I'd love to see you, you know, on TNA or WWE, and I think the fans would appreciate that as well because obviously we, you know, as men, we like to see pretty women, and obviously pretty women that can actually wrestle in the ring.
Yeah.
So that would be awesome.
That doesn't sound too bad to me either.
Now, before we wrap up, go ahead and plug again your social media and plug again where you're going to be appearing.
Okay, well, for this Saturday, I will be at the Team Vision Dojo, IBelieveInWrestling.com. It's in Orlando, Florida, Cinco de Mayo. So we will wrestle, and then maybe we'll go out for some margaritas. Who knows?
Sounds good.
I'll be wrestling Maine. And after that, I have a ton of other shows coming up. You can watch my YouTube. It's youtube.com/SantanaGarrett, SantanaGarrett. And then I also have a Facebook, facebook.com/SantanaGarrettFans. My personal page is full, but feel free to like my fan page. I've gotten really, really good about responding to fans and, you know, trying to check it regularly. Other than that, for bookings, you can contact me at MissSantanaG@gmail.com. And I think that's it. Twitter, Santana_Garrett.
So check her out there.
And I think that's it. Oh, gosh, I don't even know. It's so hard to keep track of all these.
You're so popular and you're everywhere, so, you know.
I'm just so popular. I can't help it.
Obviously, you keep fan abreast of where you're going to be appearing on through your social media. So if anybody wants to check you out, and they can obviously do it through your YouTube or your Facebook or your Twitter, and you'll let people know when and where you will be appearing.
Yes, and I've gotten really good about keeping up with it because I've just got a fancy new iPhone, which I'm so excited about. I've got the regular old cheap phone, but now I've got the iPhone, so I can keep up with all my stuff. I can get on the internet, and I will definitely keep fans posted on where I'm at, when I'm there, and, you know, what bookings I have, so they can come out and show some support and hang out with me.
Awesome. Well, we really enjoyed getting a chance to know you a little bit better. Obviously, we've been following you through social media and through your matches that have appeared on the website, and, of course, we get, you know, press releases of upcoming events that you're going to be a part of, and it's been a joy to meet you and to know you a little bit better, and we wish you nothing but the best of luck, and we'd love to do this again sometime down the road.
It would be my honor. Thank you for this great interview, and definitely look forward to doing it again and hearing from you soon.
All right. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Keep in touch.